It is very easy for me to get overwhelmed on these feast days because there is just so much that is here. I'm not talking about the people. I'm glad we're all here. I love having the full church. Normally I have to like back off my voice because it's too loud, but I'm actually having to push it out there. It's really great. I'm glad you're here. We are entering into the sacred Triduum, three feast days that we bring together that have a continuity of the experience of Jesus. Before he goes to his death, he shares a meal with his disciples. We heard in the first reading, it is the Passover, the lamb that is to be sacrificed, the lamb whose flesh is to be roasted and eaten by everyone that is a part of the family. None of the bones of the lamb are to be broken. It is in the context of this that Jesus opens up for his disciples a celebration, as the opening prayer said, a banquet of love, a celebration that will be an eternal sacrifice that is also eternally new. How can it be an eternal sacrifice that is always new? My brothers and sisters, there has never been a celebration of the Mass in which this group of people is present. And there will, per se, never again be a celebration of the Mass in which you are all here with me. We enter into this celebration, it is a unique, it is always new. Because you are here. The situations of your life that you bring with you, the circumstances, the pain, the suffering, the trials, the joys, the happiness, you bring all of that today. Is it the same as yesterday? Got new stuff, right? Thought I heard cars slamming on its brakes, screeching in the church. I expected someone to come in looking white, white as a ghost. Be like, oh, I'm glad I made it, Father. I'm like, yeah, me too. I heard. We come, this offering of ourselves, wholly new, wholly unique. And yet it is the same, eternally the same. Jesus breaking open his offering of himself and inviting us. As he is lifted up, he will draw all people to himself. Here in the words that I will say in the consecration, when I hold the chalice and I say, do this in remembrance of me. What is Jesus speaking about? Do this? Like get the bread, get the wine, do this? Or is he asking something so much greater? Today I have the opportunity, some of the guys will be like, I'm not going to show up early because Father was headhunting for feet before Mass. And I was headhunting for feet. I got my 12, you're all locked in, don't back out on me now. Today we will see Jesus bend and wash the feet of his disciples. He who is God, the Word of God that brought everything into existence, bends low before his disciples and washes their feet. And such a great act of humility and deprecation of humbling of himself. Why? So that we would follow his example. So that we would see that who we are is this gift that is to be given. That when we hold on to things, when we hold on to our time, when we hold on to our possessions, when we hold on to ourself, we do not fulfill what we were created to be. It's exactly the opposite. We're made in the image and likeness of God who is love, and there is no greater love than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are a gift to be given away. and the freedom and the courage to give that gift of who you are comes from here. My brothers and sisters, do this in remembrance of me. There's so many things. See, come together, gather together, remember this, do this. But also do this, give yourself away. Do this, humble yourself in service of your brothers and sisters. Care for them. You have become a new creation. You've been redeemed by God, filled with the Holy Spirit. You are a beloved son and daughter of God. And the actions that you do are to flow from that reality, that identity, as an expression, an overflowing expression of love and joy that comes forth from who you are, redeemed and glorified. My brothers and sisters, Jesus does the exact same thing today. He doesn't do these things in order to be the Son. He doesn't have an identity crisis. He knows exactly who he is. And because he knows who he is, all of his actions flow from this heart that is overflowing with joy and love. He can act boldly. He can do great things. He can do humble things. He can do everything because he knows exactly who he is. Do this, my brothers and sisters, in memory of him. Give yourself away. Operate from that identity of truth, of being loved and redeemed. Allow your actions to pour forth in joy and in happiness. Do this in memory of him. As we celebrate this Eucharistic revival, the United States, inviting us to greater and greater understanding of what it is that we do when we enter into the celebration of the Eucharist. Do you recognize, I know a lot of you did it, you didn't think about it, you came in. How many of you genuflected when you came in today? Yeah, well, guess who's not here? All right, look, tabernacle's open, my brothers and sisters. We took the veil off of it to make it clear. Jesus is not here, the veil is off of it. Sign of his presence, not veiled. Doors are open. Where's the red light, Father? It's gone. Of all of the celebrations of the Mass that bring our attention to this incredible gift that comes and that we abide in the love of God, it is this one, because we start Mass and he is not here. Not sacramentally. Not the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ. But it's coming. You see, we reserve the Blessed Sacrament in the tabernacle so that when people are sick, we can bring them communion. We also reserve it here in the church instead of just sticking it in the sacristy somewhere because this is a worthier place. But two, so when people come, they can pray and be here in his presence. But he only makes himself present, my brothers and sisters, so that you can receive him. Do you understand that? He created this whole thing, this whole sacramental life, a reality of him coming into our reality anew and afresh over and over again so that you would receive him. Not that he would be locked away in a box. Every host that is consecrated, the fullest desire is to find itself received by you or by me. He makes himself present for you. And he invites us to do this thing, the same thing. My brothers and sisters, I said this, I'm repeating myself for all of those who've been at church the last few weeks here. This Mass is not a spectator's sport. You are not here to watch something take place. You are here to enter in. What we do in sign and in mystery, the mystery of the Eucharist, it's exactly that. its mystery. We could sit there and pull forth from it truth and truth and truth and truth and truth. But it is your invitation to be in it, my brothers and sisters. Do this in remembrance of me. Place yourself here on the altar. Offer yourself to the Father. Do this in remembrance of me. Make a gift of yourself. I have freed you, Jesus says, by my blood. I have glorified you in the Holy Spirit. Now make the gift of your love. Right? Baptism. Confirmation. Eucharist. It's the only one that's repeatable. Because it's the one that is the fullest expression of who we have become in Jesus Christ. So we're all invited to enter in, my brothers and sisters. We're all invited into this meal that becomes an offering, an eternal offering of the eternal Word of God to His Father, and we are drawn to be one with Him in the gift of ourselves. Prepare your hearts to make this gift of yourself today. Amen.